and there's a huge economic benefit, but there's also the benefit that once people are educated in an area, they tend to stay in the area. And you look at the growth of the whole pharmaceutical industry in Cork and the IT and the medical devices industry. And that's as a direct result of the input of our third level institutions.
The McGee campus in Derry is a satellite as such of Ulster University, and it's a campus and very much part of that university. In making the comparison between Derry and Cork, are you effectively saying that if UCC were a satellite of another university in Dublin, it wouldn't have had the level of success and Cork wouldn't have had the level of success that it has had?
No, I don't think so. I think Cork has been very much independent. And then we've been very lucky in that we had Cork Institute of Technology, which is now part of the Cork Kerry, which is known as the Munster Technological University. UCC and Munster Technological University have their independence and they have continued to grow every year.
In terms of the linkages that exist at the moment between what's now the Atlantic Technological University and both the McGee campus and indeed Northwest Regional College in Derry as well, do you believe those linkages would be enhanced, or is there a risk that they could potentially be compromised?
I think they would be enhanced. I think we need to look at the long-term planning for the entire region. We haven't done enough in relation to the exchange of students between North and South over the last 40 years, and I think we've lost a huge opportunity. I think a college in Derry could facilitate that and make sure that we have a very proactive North-South exchange.